Thank you, gentlemen. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Pennsylvania, the chairman of this counterterrorism subcommittee, Mr. Meehan, for 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Madam Secretary, for being with us here again, for your extensive preparation. I, among many in Washington in the last 48 hours, have been with those who have been sort of dog-earing the most recent report from GAO. It was a pretty tough challenge in many parts of government, including in our own backyard here, as we all collectively look at the issue of homeland security. They were looking at overlap and fragmentation among government programs, but a particular area, the area of bioterrorism, and I quote from the report, at least 5 departments, 8 agencies, and more than 24 presidential appointees oversee $6.48 billion related to bioterrorism. Mm-hmm. And if you go deeper into it, it says at one point, there's no broad integrated national strategy that encompasses all stakeholders with biodefense responsibilities. This is on the front end with respect to systematically identifying risk, assessing resources needed to address that risk, and then prioritizing and allocating the investment. So that goes to sort of our preparedness for an event. It then says that there's no national plan to coordinate federal, state, and local efforts following a bioterror event, and the United States lacks the technical and operational capabilities required for an adequate response. That's a tough accusation for all of us who share a concern about this issue. And I know you represent just one of the multiple agencies, but this is a big challenge for all of us in government. How do we begin to look at this incredible problem? This is a canary in a coal mine, in my mind, right now. How do we begin to look at the issue of a national strategy and get that focal point, go across the multiple agencies, but not only be better with our resources in terms of fiscally responsible, but deal with the issue of appropriate preparedness and response?
Representative, well, first of all, if I might suggest something for the committee to consider, and that is I don't think it's overall helpful for GAO reports that are allegedly pointing out alleged vulnerabilities to be put out in an unclassified format. I think that's a problem. And I think I've referenced it several times. I would respectfully ask the Congress to really look at that for obvious reasons. Secondly, the issue of bio,